Today we're going to be talking about basic defense. Last time we talked about the offense and the goals of the offense, and that the offense was going to be trying to score, going to be trying to get a touchdown, at least get in position to score a field goal. On the other side of the ball are 11 guys whose whole purpose is to keep that from happening. Their whole goal is to make sure that the offense doesn't score. There's two things that the offense is trying to do. They're either trying to run the ball to get a first down and eventually score, or trying to pass the ball to get a first down and eventually score. For the defense, they have to be able to defend both. The disadvantages that the defense has are, number one, they don't know when the play is going to start. The offense snaps the ball to start the play. The defense has to react to the movement of the football or to the movement of another player on the offensive side in order for them to get going. So the offense has a slight advantage in that. Second major advantage that the offense has is that they know where the play is supposed to go. They know exactly where they're trying to run the ball to, what hole their running back is going to be headed to, or if it's a pass, they know the routes that the receivers are going to be running and where they're going to be trying to throw the ball. And again, if it's a timing type of play, they know exactly when they're going to be trying to throw the ball. So the defense has a disadvantage there. There's a lot of other disadvantages for the defense, but they do have some advantages too. For the offense, they have to have 7 of their 11 men on the line of scrimmage. 5 of those guys are going to be linemen. They're not going to be able to go out and catch a pass. They're going to have some restrictions on what they can do. For the defense, there are 11 guys on their side of the line of scrimmage. And for the defense, they can pretty much run around where they want and not have to worry about where they're lined up as far as the rules go. Now, as far as the actual defense is being run, they're going to have some very specific things that they have to do that we'll talk about. When we talk about defensive football, being a good defense means that you play what we call alignment and assignment football. And that's the two most important things in a defense. In setting up a base defense, whether you're a 4-3 defense or a 3-4 defense, and we'll talk about what those mean in a little bit, whatever type of defense you're running, you have to have 11 guys who are aligned properly. And what we mean by alignment is where they're going to be standing on the field at the start of play. Usually the alignment of a defensive player is going to be based off of another offensive player. For example, the defensive tackle, who's one of the defensive linemen. Defensive tackle's alignment may be to line up at the line of scrimmage on the outside shoulder of the guard. And wherever that guard is, that offensive lineman that's going to be noted as a guard, he's going to line up himself, his inside shoulder, lined up on the outside shoulder of that guard. And what that means is he has a specific alignment. That's where he's supposed to be. When talking about alignment, usually you'll tell a player that his alignment is based off of an offensive player and then give him the depth that he's supposed to be. In other words, the distance that he should be from the line of scrimmage. Defensive linemen are going to be lined up exactly there. They're going to be lined up on the line of scrimmage based off of a particular offensive player and where he is. So you may have a lineman who's supposed to be head up to the center. He's going to be straight across from the center. That would be a nose guard. The second group of defensive players are the linebackers. There's lots of different names that you can use for different linebackers and for different linemen for that matter. But for our purposes, the linebackers are, again, just that. They're in the back of the lineman. They're going to be behind the lineman, usually somewhere between 3 and 5 or 6 yards away from the line of scrimmage. So if I told you that the middle linebacker's alignment was head up over the guard and 5 yards off the ball, that would be his alignment. Then you have the corners and the safeties, what we call the secondary. Usually these guys are there to play the pass, but they are going to be often behind even the linebackers. Their names give you some idea. The corners protect the corners. The corners protect the edge of the play. The safeties are the last line of defense. They're the deepest guys. Now, these are general terms, and in any particular defense, they can be doing something completely different. But just to give you an idea of some of the terms and their alignment, now, the safeties and the corners may make their alignment off of a particular receiver. They may also, particularly the safeties, base their alignment off of an offensive lineman. But they're going to be deeper. They may be 7 yards. They may be 10 yards. In some cases, they can be up on the line of scrimmage, particularly the corners. But again, two things, alignment and assignment. First, we have the alignment, where the players are supposed to be lined up. It's incredibly important to have perfect alignment to have a successful football play. The second part of being a good defense is to play the players play their assignment. They don't just run around. It's not a rec soccer game. We don't just chase the ball around the field and try to run the guy down wherever he goes. That's not the way that football works. There's too many tricks that the offense can use, too many ways of deceiving the defense. Again, that's the advantage they have. They know where the ball's going, and they can try to deceive the defense. So defensive players have to play their particular assignment. The defensive player could be assigned a gap. We talked about the running backs running to a hole on the offense. We don't usually call them holes when we're talking about defense. The spaces between the offensive linemen are usually called gaps. The gap between the center and the guard is the A gap. The gap between the guard and the tackle is the B gap, and so on. If we called them by holes, we would have to call the space between the center and the guard the A hole, and that's not always the best thing to have. Not the only reason for it, but we generally call them gaps. A player may be assigned a gap. He could also have some other assignments. We're going to talk about pass coverage assignments in a minute, but if a player is assigned a particular gap, let's say he's responsible for the strong side B gap, the defense would declare a strength, what side they think the offense is most likely to go to, and they would put a particular player in charge of the strong side B gap, the space between the guard and the tackle on their strong side. That player then is responsible for anybody trying to run the ball through that gap. If the offense is trying to run through the hole between the guard and the tackle, the player that's responsible for that gap has to make the stop. If the ball goes through there and he doesn't get tackled, it's easy to identify who the problem was. You may also have some other responsibilities. You have to take care of all the gaps, but then you have the edges. You have the outside, where the space between the last person in the line of scrimmage, whether it's a tackle or a tight end, and the sideline is a huge space. It's a space of 15, 20 yards. Well, that's not something that somebody can cover as just a gap. We have to set a limit that the offense can get outside of. That player would be responsible for contain. That would be his assignment. He's trying to contain the play to keep it from getting outside into all that space and to turn it back inside where there are other players there to help. These are some real basics, and they can be kind of hard to understand without watching it and seeing it. But again, the most important things in defensive football are to have good alignment and play your assignment. If one player is aligned improperly or one player does not play their assignment, whatever the other 10 do won't matter if the offense has targeted that particular spot. So that's one of the most important things in defensive football. Now, last time we talked about the offense being able to run the ball or pass the ball. With the defense, they have two jobs, to stop the run and to stop the pass. In stopping the run, the basic objective is to either get the person who has the ball to the ground, get the ball carrier, the running back, or the wide receiver, or even the quarterback, get him to the ground. It's called a tackle. Once you tackle him, you get him down to the ground. Once his knee touches, he's down. That's the end of the play. The play is dead. And you want to stop him as close to the line of scrimmage or even behind the line of scrimmage as you can in order to keep the offense from getting too many yards. And again, the offense needs 10 yards to get a first down with the ultimate goal of scoring a touchdown. There's another way that the defense can stop the offense, and that's that they can take the ball away. If the defense is able to take the ball away from the offense before the play ends or before the tackle is made, then it becomes their ball. Whether the offense drops the ball and the defense picks it up or the defense pulls it away from the offensive player, that would be a fumble and a fumble recovery. If the defense recovers the ball from the offense, now their offense will come onto the field and again take another shot at scoring. In stopping the run, either the tackle or forcing a fumble by the offense are the two ways to do it. And again, most important things in the run game, good alignment, good assignment, do your job, and the defense will be successful. In stopping the pass, there's a lot more complex system going on. First of all, your defensive linemen, usually against the pass, will have the job of getting to the quarterback. We talked about the quarterback making that quick decision. The defensive linemen are trying to force that decision to be as quick as possible, or to get to the quarterback before he makes that decision, or to force him to make a bad decision so that they can make a big play. So the defensive linemen are what we call pass rushers. They're rushing the passer, which is the quarterback. They're going to try to get by the offensive lineman and to the quarterback before the ball is thrown. That's their job against the pass. The rest of the defense that is not a pass rusher is going to be in coverage. They're going to be covering the wide receivers, the eligible receivers, which of which there are as many as five on a given play. They're going to be trying to make sure that those guys aren't able to just run their route and catch the ball. They're going to make it as difficult as possible for those receivers. And if the receivers do catch the ball, now they're responsible for making the tackle on them before they get to the end zone. There are two types of coverage that can be played. The most basic type of coverage that you have is man coverage. When we say man coverage, that's the old flag football, two-hand touch. I've got him, you've got him, you've got the guy in the red shirt, you've got Johnny. Okay, we all know who's got who. We know that we've got to account for everybody. We have to have one person at least covering everybody on the other team that could catch a pass. It's the most basic way of playing defense. So in man coverage, each defensive player who's not a pass rusher would be responsible for a offensive player who could catch a pass, an eligible receiver. The second type of defense is zone coverage. And in zone coverage, the pass defenders, the people that are in pass coverage, are responsible for a particular area of the field. We divide the field up into zones, and each player is responsible for their zone. You may have a safety who's responsible for the deep middle part of the field, meaning that he's responsible for, let's say, 14 yards past the line of scrimmage, all the way to the goal line in the middle of the field. And any receiver that runs into that area, he's got him. He takes care of him. You have zones covering the entire field, trying again to make the quarterback have to make a perfect throw to get to those receivers. If there were two people in your zone, you'd be responsible for taking care of both of them. And that's one of the hardest things in football to do, and defenses are always having to deal with that because obviously offenses know that if they can, what we call, flood a zone, get more players into that zone than the defense has defenders to cover it, that they can make a big play, or they can at least make it difficult. So man defense, one person responsible for another, one defender responsible for another receiver. Zone defense, one person responsible for each portion of the field. Lots of different types of zone defense, different types of man defense. There's combinations, combination man and zone defenses. It gets very complicated, but the ultimate objective, again, is to prevent the offense from completing a pass. They have to either knock the ball down before it gets to the receiver, the ball's in the air, they knock it to the ground, the play is over, that's an incomplete pass. They can intercept the ball, again, take the ball away from the offense. If the defense takes the ball away from the offense, they catch the ball after the quarterback throws it in the air, it becomes their ball. Now the defense has it, they can try to go and score. If they're tackled, then their offense comes out on the field and gets to try to score again. If the ball is caught, then the pass defenders have to make the tackle. Back to the advantage that the offense has, the defense does not know whether it's going to be a pass or a run when the play starts. that's what makes defensive football so difficult, is there's a guessing game. For coaches, there's a guessing game in the right play to call because you don't know what the offense is going to do. For players, there's usually a pass responsibility and a run responsibility that they're going to have on any given play. And that particular player is going to have to read the offense. He's going to look for something particular in the offense. Usually we give them what's called a key, something that they're looking at, usually another player, that when that player moves, when that player acts on whatever the play has been called, does what his responsibility is, the defensive player has to determine right now, is it a pass or is it a run? And be able to go immediately to their pass zone or to their gap to cover their responsibility. Extremely difficult, and it's only accomplished by a huge number of reps, of repetitions in practice, of seeing the same things over and over and over again. And only then can a defensive player really be successful, because when a defensive player has repped a particular play, seen a particular action by the offense so many times, it becomes just simple reaction. That's when the defense is going to start to be successful, when all they have to do is react. They don't have to think. They react, they move, they make the play. I hope this has been a good introduction to defensive football for you. At least defensive football is the way that I see it. There's a lot more to it. Defense and offense are extremely complicated. Football is a very complicated game. It's always becoming more complicated because coaches are constantly trying to figure out new ways on the offense of moving the ball down the field and scoring, and defenses are always having to find new ways to deal with those tricks by the offense and to force the offense to make bad decisions and not be successful.